I was someone who fasted in the morning for quite some time. I would get up, I would have water, like I would hydrate, but then I would have bulletproof coffee. And bulletproof coffee basically is coffee. I put collagen in it. There would also be MCT oil. There would be ghee, like a butter. And I would have like a little vanilla in it, even though there's amazing fats in it. And I didn't experience the jitters, but I would experience a tiredness in the afternoon when I would have caffeine in the morning and also when I would be fasting. So I would fast until probably like 10:30, 11, and then I would have, you know, a hearty breakfast, lunch type situation, healthy with protein and greens and all that stuff. But the fasting eventually became really stressful on my body. And so for the last, I don't know, now it's probably been, I would say like 5 months, I have been eating breakfast in the morning, like almost first thing. So let me just kind of give you a little bit of an overview and why this has made me happier and healthier. So in the morning, I will get up and I will finish this like huge jug of water mixed with Element, which is like an electrolyte drink. You can add whatever electrolytes you want to your water, but you must have electrolytes. We need minerals. We need to replace the electrolytes that we use or lose throughout the day. And so I finish that. So I'm like really hydrated when I wake up because I've been kind of drinking it all night before I went to bed. So I finish that. And then now I am making matcha. Didn't think I would be a matcha girl. I was kind of like, blah, matcha, whatever. I like my coffee. But since I was experiencing those crashes in the afternoon, I decided to try matcha. And so I've been actually making, it's almost like a bulletproof matcha. I've been adding my bulletproof creamer and collagen to my matcha with hot water and a little bit of monk fruit. And I will have that as my beverage. And then at the same time, I am making a protein rich kind of first meal of the day. And I say first meal because I've noticed that what works best for me now is having kind of like a smaller protein rich breakfast first thing with my matcha, having a moment, digesting, going to the bathroom, doing my workout, taking a shower. And then about an hour later, I'll have like a heartier brunch type situation. But I want to talk about that first breakfast. So what's been working for me, variations on Greek yogurt or 100% grass-fed yogurt, organic, all the things, you know me. And this has a ton of protein. To that, I'm adding a berry, like a low glycemic berry, like a blueberry. You can do frozen, you can do fresh, whatever you want. I like fresh. And then I will swirl in peanut butter, so another source of protein that I love. And then I will add some granola, whatever granola you want. I love a low sugar granola. But I found this to be not only satisfying, you get the crunch, you get the peanut butter taste. It's just like the juice of the blueberry. It's amazing. But I am also getting a really nice serving of protein first thing in the morning. And this sets the tone for my day. Why? Because my blood sugar is stabilized. If first thing in the morning I am eating something sugary, which honestly, a lot of the times I crave. That's why I add the blueberries. But if I'm just eating like a bunch of grapes first thing in the morning, while it's technically healthy, like my blood sugar is going to shoot up. I'm going to experience a crash, and then I'm going to have these cravings up and down all day. So I just noticed that this incorporation of protein first thing in the morning is so key for me. And I don't know if this is true, but I have heard guests on our podcast talk about this, but it also feels like this has been beneficial for my hormones. Fasting for women all the time is not necessarily supportive for our cycle and our hormones. We are on a lunar cycle, a 28-day cycle. And so were changing throughout the month. And if we're fasting every day, man, oh man, it just put a lot of stress on my system. So this feels so much better. It has not only helped me to remain kind of stable throughout the day, satiated throughout the day, no highs and lows, cravings or crashes, but it's also helped with like my mental clarity. I know. I don't know why, but just having that protein, that that satiety has helped me to think more clearly rather than having just like a little zing of sugar and then getting on with my day. So that's been really, really beneficial. And I've also noticed like, even though I feel like I am technically eating a little bit more because I'm adding that breakfast meal rather than fasting through it, I have felt that I have actually maintained my weight or even lost weight. So it's really interesting to see what actually the body needs rather than restricting. Protein is just incredible and we should be getting more of it. Please follow Glucose Goddess. She's an incredible resource. Be Well by Kelly is another incredible resource. I am not an expert. I learn from these people, but this has made such a difference. So it is having breakfast first thing in the morning that is really packed with protein, and then also replacing my coffee with matcha. With matcha that has a bulletproof creamer and a collagen. And I just noticed such a difference in my energy throughout the day. So try it or not, but this has really, really worked for me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.